I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. A coalition of Western lands advocates has written Congress and the White House urging them to advance policies that encourage rural economic health and a productive agricultural sector, and at the same time conserving natural resources. Leslie Allen with Western Lands Alliance spearheaded the effort and says the polarization and political rhetoric doesn't make for good policy.
There are major decisions coming up, whether it's on things like the Endangered Species Act or the things about how we manage our public lands, just so many issues, the federal budgets, how we're going to invest in our communities. All of those decisions really are on the table today, and we'd like to create a vision for what's possible, for what we want collectively, rather than what each different group doesn't want.
130 organizations joined Western Landowners Alliance to lay out six principles in its letter that should serve as the cornerstone of federal policies. Those principles include that large-scale resource planning be coordinated across boundaries, inclusive, place-based, and informed by science, and that voluntary market and incentive-based programs lead to sound conservation practices. The sixth principle asserts that hope for rural America lies in collaboration and nonpartisan solutions that ensure sustainable working lands and diverse new economies.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.